12 days of events to commemorate the 20-year anniversary of the Bali bombing. And here to talk more about the RISE program is organiser David White. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How you going?
We're going great. Now tell us, what is the RISE program?
Okay, well, 20 years ago, this October the 12th, two young guys from Ulladulla, Craig Dunn and Danny Lewis, 17-year-old surfers, went to Bali for the trip of their lifetime to surf and sadly never returned.
Mm-hmm.
That tragic event killed 202 people, including 88 Australians, when the place they were in was bombed. As a result of that, Gail Dunn, the mother of Craig Dunn, got together with John Howard, who was the Prime Minister at the time, and they started the Dunn Lewis Youth Development Foundation and built a building in Ulladulla called the Dunn Lewis Centre, which is an amazing place. I mean, it's an 800 to 2,000 seat auditorium. It's got state of art sound system. It's got a 10 lane bowling alley, meeting rooms, all designed as a program to help development of youth. So this year, being the 20th anniversary of the Bali bombing, Gail and the people from the foundation decided they wanted to do 12 days of events to commemorate this, culminating in the building of a memorial wall, which is going to be built out the front of the building. That'll be dedicated on the 12th of October, and that'll have all the names of all 202 people who were killed in the Bali bombing, not just the 88 Australians. So the idea of the whole 12 days of events is to raise more money for the foundation so they can attempt to finish the building and continue the youth development programs that they've been doing.
It's a really inspiring story. It's really sad but incredible to see the community support come out of it and the Dunn Lewis Youth Development Foundation, which is a registered charity, and to see the support backed by John Howard and even Mary Amanda Finley. She backs it 110%, and it is great that we can remember these guys and, as you say, not only the Australians but unfortunately everyone who lost their lives on that day. So there is going to be huge and amazing events happening. Tell us about some of the events that will be going on.
Yeah, I will. Just prior to that, you mentioned John Howard and Amanda Findlay.
Yep.
We actually do have a number of patrons who have pitched in, got behind this. John Howard is obviously one of them. Fiona Phillips, who's an MP for Gilmore, she's a patron. So is Shelley Hancock, who's the state MP for South Coast, and Amanda Findlay, as you said. And also the man from Snowy River himself, Tom Burlinson. And Tom is actually going to be main entertainment with his 12-piece band at the feature event, which is a gala dinner that's going to be happening on the 8th of October, Saturday the 8th, with Tom Burlinson and his 12-piece band entertaining. The events are going to open up on the weekend prior to that with a surfing competition dedicated to all of the mates of Craig and Danny, who are, of course, now in their late 30s and early 40s, and we're going to have a concert that night featuring bands that were big in those days, two of them, Body Jar and 28 Days. We've got a fishing competition. We've got an under-18s disco that's going to happen on the 4th. We've got 10-pin bowling competition. We've got schools events, a golf day, which will happen at Tilltop Mollymook. And one of the really good ones, a classic car day on the 11th, which is the day before the actual anniversary day. Anybody, any of the listeners out there who've got classic cars, please come along to this. You can go onto the website and get a ticket. On that night, you'll be entertained by the legends of Australian music, Frankie J. Holden and Wilbur Wild, with their classics rockabilly concert. And, of course, the next day is the dedication of the memorial wall.
Amazing. Oh, that is going to be
action-packed.
An incredible 12 days. And I tell you what, there's something there from everyone: surfing, bowling, dancing, the cars. You're really looking at it all. And how can people support you in this? We want to purchase tickets. We want to fundraise. Yep. What can we do to get behind you?
Okay, well, purchasing tickets is easy. Go to the website, which is RISE Dunn Lewis, Dunn spelled D-U-N-N, risedunnlewis.com.au. You'll find all of the description of what's going on. You'll find all the events listed on there. They're all linked to tickets so that you can just go on and click to get tickets. And please do that. And if you want to jump in and help us with fundraising, please give the Dunn Lewis Youth Development Centre a call. Or an email, which you can get off the website, and let us know what you want to do, and we'll be back in contact, and we'll be really happy to talk with you, anybody that wants to help or put in some donations to help them finish the centre and do the work that they need to do.
All right, RISE is coming your way this October. David White from RISE, thank you so much for your time this morning and explaining what it's all about.
Appreciate it so much, guys. Thank you very much.
we'll look forward to seeing you guys there when this comes around.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.